Welcome, you are listening to the CEO Secret Weapon Podcast, the go-to podcast for business leaders and their teams, where we explore the world of human potential, specific strategies you can take, and the mindset of elite performers so that you can harness the same tools and achieve more of what's possible in your business and your life. Most of all, ladies and gents, Stuart comes on. And he'll do the mindset stuff. He works with elite athletes. Yeah, you know Stuart by now. You've listened to enough CEO of Secret Weapon Podcast to understand Stuart. But guess what, guys? This is only going to work if you put it into the practice of life. Yeah. The tools that we give you are unique in this podcast because it's not just the theory. It's being able to apply it as well. So what we're going to talk about today is something that I hold close to my heart, and I see I've got 20 years of growing businesses, my own businesses, and I've got over a decade in coaching businesses as well. So what this is close to my heart because it's something that has held me back, and if I could go back and change a few things in my life, it would be to do this one thing as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as an executive to different stages of my life. And this is the concept of overthinking, okay? I work with a lot of business owners, I work with a lot of managers, a lot of executives, and they've got a problem for every solution, yeah? A problem for every solution. And it's not because they're negative or not because they're realist and all these different terms you can put on it. It's simply this. The brain is working overdrive, and they're coming up with every possible thing that could get in the way. And in a way, that's a positive thing, isn't it? It's good to have foresight. It's good to have planning. Now, I've met a lot of business coaches. I've met a lot of experts as well in my career, and they'll talk about the emphasis of having a plan. And this is key. Having a plan of your destination, where you want to get to, is key. But there's a danger to the plan, yeah? There is a danger to the plan. Overthinking that plan and always working on the plan, yeah? Which is why I like to call it, and it's not my term, this is from a good friend of mine, Miles. He comes up with a term of have the direction of travel. Now, when I worked with Miles, he was my executive coach for quite a while and is a good friend now. He put more emphasis, not on let's get into detail of the plan, let's get into detail of what that direction of travel is. And we spoke about this in previous episodes. But I'm comparing it now to the plan because the plan can also hold us back. I'll get to that in a minute why. The direction of travel is that destination where we're heading, right? We need to know that destination because if we don't, the danger is, just like not having a plan, we could work our arses off and be in a place where we don't want to be. For instance, make sure your ladder is up the right wall, okay? Because we all know that we can get very inspired, very motivated. We come on this podcast, we listen to Stuart, you listen to Lewis, and then you go and listen to some other podcasts as well, then you come back to this one because the other podcasts aren't as good. This is about practical stuff and mindset stuff from the top athletes, the top people working with athletes. Why wouldn't you want to come back to the CEO Secret Weapon? Yeah, there's nothing like this one. Anyway, get that ladder up the right wall so you can go away, you get motivated, and you start climbing that ladder, and guess what? 2 or 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, you get to the top of that ladder and you made it. And then you realize it was the wrong ladder, up the wrong wall. Yeah. So how good's that plan if the whole plan was the ladder? And the whole plan was leading you in the wrong direction. So it's good to have that direction of travel. And it's good to have a plan. But here's where the plan starts to come into a challenge. And this is the psychology around it, right? Yeah, I talk a lot about psychology. Stuart talks a lot about psychology. But we combine it, not just from sitting in a theory's perspective of it. We come down to the roots of this is how the psychology is applied and this is how it gives you ROI, yeah? Return on intel, return on investment. That's what people say, isn't it? ROI is return on investment. Well, it's not. It's return on intel as well. It can mean a lot of different things, can't it? You're gathering intel right now. Your investment is time. You're putting time into this and listening to this. So you're gaining some intel. So what can you do with this intel? Yeah. What are you going to go and do with this intel? Because the intel will shape our thoughts, and our thoughts will shape our beliefs. And all these beliefs will start to shape what sort of output we go and do, what sort of actions that we go and take, yeah, our behaviors. And it's those behaviors that can then shape our discipline, shape our inspiration, our motivation levels, yeah. All these thoughts have this compounding effect that shape these behaviors, shape what we do, which then changes the result that we get. So return on intel, what sort of return on intel are we getting, okay? So why does the plan hold us back? Well, if we start to go into, look, humans aren't generic, yeah? I want you to remember this. Humans are not generic. So if we go out there and go, yeah, planning is great for everybody, somebody who would be an overthinker, and I've met a lot of clients, a lot of people I've worked with, and my own team members, yeah, absolutely fantastic team members. I'm talking A players. I only hire A players into my business, by the way. Yeah. Who are your A players? Different podcast. A players that are getting stuck with the plan, overthinking the plan. And guess what? I like to, you know, people listen to this. I presume that you're in a leadership position, right? One thing about leadership that we want God to know. If we don't allow other people to become leaders, then we're stuck in that time for money trap, right? What do I mean by time for money trap? Well, you've only got 24 hours in the day. And if you're the leader that is always doing and not creating other leaders, then guess what? You're the person who's going to be stuck just always doing that thing, and you're limited by 24 hours. So you've got to get leverage, okay? So what we need to do is remember that people aren't generic. So even though planning might be really good for you, it may not be really good for somebody else. For example, an overthinker, yeah? So let's say the overthinker comes on and we go away and we let that leader go away and create a plan. And they need to work to that plan. And then in 90 days' time, you know, 2 months' time, we go and meet them. And guess what they're doing? Still planning. Why? Because they're overthinking the plan and they want to make sure that the plan is perfect. So an overthinker is one trait. Another one may be that they're a perfectionist. Yeah. So they need the perfect plan before they even move forward. So here's the concept I'm going to introduce you to you. Yeah. Remember these words. Very simple words. Go before you know. So what does go before you know mean? Well, I do quite a few different things, right? Some of my coaching could be that it's you can't expect somebody to go and do something and take some action on some things if they don't understand the content. Yeah, you can't give people context to stuff if they don't understand the content. The great things are is when you're dealing with people, team members or clients or whoever you may be trying to grow. If you're a manager, you could be coaching your team members. What's the point in trying to teach them how to apply stuff if they don't understand the whole background of it and they're not prepared to start learning and developing their knowledge around it? So it's great to get people to the content. So sometimes you need to teach it, but the true A players will go out there and they'll be so passionate about it that they'll start learning it. So for you guys as managers and CEOs, your main challenge is, how do you inspire people to start wanting to go and learn it? Otherwise, you're just going to be a teacher all your life, yeah? Yeah? How effective is teaching? Great, if you're good at teaching, yeah? But you're not here to teach people. You're here to manage and lead. And great leaders create great leaders. How are you going to do that if they're not self-learning, yeah? So the idea is that we've got to get people self-learning because they become the A players, yeah? A players are learners. Why? Well, just look at the way the technology has changed over the last few months, yeah? What's it going to look like in a year's time? Are you going to keep learning and teaching every aspect of your business? You need to learn everything, right? So you can teach it to everybody and you be this wealth of all. No. You don't need to be the expert in everything. What you need to be the expert in is creating experts. Okay. So go before you know. Why is this important? Well, what's the likelihood you're going to be able to create an expert, create a leader, create another more management structures in place and people to follow your processes in your business if people are overthinking it? People are stuck. Yeah, one of the biggest things, and it doesn't take an organizational psychology PhD to work this out, yeah, in business, is that you're going to get resistance to change. Yeah, resistance to change is going to be one of the biggest things. Now, look, I'm talking about things in this podcast because I'm assuming that you've come this far and you want to know now about the practical stuff, the real life things that are going to pop up in your organization, in your scaling up journey of your business, right? So resistance to change. We've got to really become experts in how do we get over this resistance to change. And there's three different levels for it, isn't there? There's organizational change, the big, big group picture. There's the individual teams in there, team change. And then there's the individual, yeah, individual change. So where does it start? Well, we've got to start working on the organizational shift, which is the collective. But would you start at the organizational? You know, let's put some new things in place, some new things on the wall. This is how we're going to create change. It's possible. Yeah, I can go into a few ideas right now. If you change someone's environment, guess what? People will start to change because people change with environment. So there's an organizational change that you can start to work at. We can do a podcast on that. Let me know. Give me some feedback. Jump on my LinkedIn. Comment on some of these posts. Send me some DMs. Yeah. Yeah. People do it with me and Stuart already. We get people sending us messages. Go onto the CEO Secret Weapon .info website. Put some stuff in there. What do you want to know? Do you want to know about organizational change? Would you prefer to do it in the teams? Are there teams that you're struggling with? Do you need team change? Yeah. Or perhaps it's the individual. Because it makes sense, doesn't it? If you work on the individual level, you work on enough of them, and then guess what? They start to change as well. So that could be more to do at the intervention level. Yeah. How are you managing? How are you coaching? How are you looking at working with the individuals, the performance measures? Yeah. They're appreciative inquiries. Yeah. Looking at how you work with them on an individual level. There's all different ways you can do this, ladies and gents. But the one thing that will stop it here is the overthinking. Yeah. So using the philosophy, go before you know, is great. It's quite catchy, isn't it? Yeah. It's quite catchy. So, go before you know. You could put that on your wall, couldn't you? You could even start pulling people up on it. What starts to happen, ladies and gents? Think about this. Here's a question for you. When go before you know becomes part of the business, yeah, it's on the wall, then people start making a joke out of it, especially in my business, yeah. I'm dealing with in the heart of England, yeah, in Birmingham. And we get a lot of people that take the piss, yeah. So we put some of these Silicon Valley things upon the wall, and guess what? It doesn't go down well. Humans aren't generic, right? Humans aren't generic. So I always find it quite interesting that we see things on Instagram and LinkedIn now, and it's great from people in New York or Miami of how they're going about putting these business principles in place. But it doesn't happen in the real world when you're in Australia, when you're in South Africa, yeah, when you're in India, when you're in China, when you're in the UK. Yeah, we've got to make sure that we put it into the context of what we know. And that's where coaching comes in, is we work around putting it into the right context of how do you apply it. Okay, so if you're going to apply it, then we need to start taking some steps forward. So going in and doing the big picture all at once, guess what sort of level of resistance to change you're going to get at those three levels, organizational, team, and individual. Yeah, quite a lot, I imagine. Yeah, and even if people have a high level of trait agreeableness, yeah, so the big five personality traits, I won't go into those now, but one of them is agreeableness. And that's someone's level of turning around and just saying yes to everything. Yeah, and it's not because you're the boss. It's because they have high levels of agreeableness in their trait. Okay? So if you're dealing with somebody who's got high levels of agreeableness, they're going to say yes when they actually mean, I don't really think I'm going to move ahead with that. So they can keep saying yes, but you don't get any progress from it. It's not their fault. Traits are extremely hard to change. In fact, I'll give you a bit of advice now, and this comes from a not just from an entrepreneur practice perspective, but from a, you know, this is where there's lots of research being done. I'm doing a PhD on the personality traits as well, is that don't try and change traits. There's enough research on this now where they say don't change traits. States are good to change. You can influence states quite often. In fact, they get influenced so much that it becomes quite a headache to actually keep on top of someone's state. Yeah. But traits is different. Yeah. Traits is a lot different. We don't want to be changing someone's traits. We want to be working with someone's traits instead. So if that trait that they may have is that they do like to be the perfectionist, yeah, we need to work with them. Go before you know is a great way of looking at it, isn't it? You can get it into your culture. Go before you know into your culture. Tattoo it on the walls if you need to. Tattoo it on your body if you need to. Why tattoo it on your body? Because go before you know is about taking action. And you look at the most successful people in this world, what do they all have in common? They take risk. They take action. They move faster than anybody else. And even if it's the wrong decision, they've gone before they knew it, how to do it. Yeah. The key there is that they've actually gone. Yeah. They've used go. They've moved forward. And if it was the wrong decision, they've learned. And if it was the right decision, they've won. And if it was that wrong decision and that they did learn from, guess what? They've tried it again, learned. And now they've got all this wisdom behind them of how not to do it when it comes up again. Because most likely, it will come up again. Yeah? So, this has been a practical podcast. I want to just tattoo that in your minds, that go before you know. Get it into your vocabulary. Because even though you may be a big action taker, remember, the key to... We're not just talking to individual entrepreneurs. This is not an individual... Freelancer podcast, yeah? We're not talking to freelancers here. We're talking to business owners. Business owners own businesses, yeah? What does that mean? They own it, yeah? They've got other people running departments in that business. We're not talking to a solopreneur. We're talking to the entrepreneurs of bigger businesses that have management teams. Why? Well, maybe you're not there yet, but you will be. Yeah, the CEO. Yeah, you've got to be a CEO of something, of people. So we've got to get you good at people. And guess what the language of people is? The psychology of it. So why do you think it's good to listen to the CEO Secret Weapon podcast? Because you've got a world champion who deals with world champions in their mindset. Yeah, Stuart Walter, absolutely incredible stuff. And he's going to teach you NLP, the strategies that he uses to influence the minds of world champions so they go and win. And if you were to just take away 5% of that information from Stuart, guess what? Yeah, you're going to be able to influence the minds of your team members to move them forward and for allowing them to get breakthroughs as well. Yeah. That's what influence is about. And by the way, if you took that then as a perspective of influencing for the wrong way, well, that's because the intention is wrong. Influence is good. Yeah. If you can't influence somebody, if you can't influence your baby to start walking, they'll be crawling around all their life. They're influenced by their environment because they can see everybody else walking. You need to be able to influence your team of what's possible, what's great. Yeah, influence them for greatness. And if you can do that, guess what? In this world of networking right now, people will talk. Yeah, they will stand out. And there's your hiring process. There's your recruitment process. Told you this was practical stuff. The one biggest challenge you're going to get, ladies and gents, it's not going to be cash flow. It's not going to be sales. It's not going to be marketing. It's not going to be operations. It's going to be finding great people and then growing great people. So if you think it's all about you, you listen to the wrong podcast. This is about how you create this legacy, something that is beyond you, right? There are other podcasts for that. Go and listen to the other podcasts. I want you to learn what's right for you. I'm just giving you, this is the information that we need if we are going to be at the CEO level, yeah? CEO's secret weapon. We are the secret weapon in your pocket for you, the CEO. And if you're not the CEO yet, you're the CEO of your life and you're becoming a CEO. This is the content that you need. I'm not going to fluff around with it, ladies and gents. Yeah, there's no fluffing around with this. This is direct information that you need to step to that next level. So go before you know. What sort of things in your world right now are you overthinking? What sort of things are you planning on? Have you even got a plan? It'd be great to have a plan. Spend a day on your plan. No longer. Have a day of thinking, right? Okay, this is where we're going in 10 years' time. This is how we get the first milestone in 3 years, in three years' time. How do we break that down to 1 year? How do we break that down to 3 months? Yeah, this is what we must achieve in 3 months. So what are the things that we need to do? Here's our top 10 things to achieve to make sure that that happens in 3 months. Done. That's it. We don't need to overthink it, right? And I get it. We're brought up in a world where we think that, okay, I'm going to start a business. What's the first thing that I need? Oh, I need a business plan. I need a marketing plan. I need all this, blah, 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 blah. Why? Because it's on Dragon's Den. Because it's on Shark Tank. Because it's on The Apprentice. Okay, so then we go out there and where do we get the information from? Google. What does Google do? As soon as you type anything on Google, what are you doing? You're being sold to. Yeah? The things that come up ranked on top of Google aren't there because someone thought they would put some useful information. They're there because they're SEO ranked and they're invested in with heavily investment to get them at the top of that ranking, especially for something like that. So what's the intention behind it? To sell you something into the process, okay? Of course they want you to have business plans because that is the thing that will get you into the process. But the reality is you don't need it. You just need something for your next 3 month adventure. Yeah. Perhaps you do want a business plan. It will help you. Great. I'm not saying that planning is bad. Planning is fantastic. You do need a plan. It's part of the success journey. What you don't need to do is overthink it and stop it from you from actually taking action. Go before you know. Ladies and gents, visit the website, ceosecretweapon.info. Give us some feedback. What are your comments? What sort of things do you want to learn about and understand more? Do you want to learn some more stuff from mindset with Stuart? Yeah. Do you want to learn some more business strategy, some more team development, some more cash flow strategy from myself? Do we need to bring people on here? Yeah. Look, I don't pretend I'm the expert in everything. That's the point, isn't it? Remember, I'm a business owner. My job here is to be a generalist and understand what it takes to grow a business. When it goes into the niche levels, I bring people in. Yeah, that's the secret. I get great people in my network around me. I get great operations people. I get the best in sales. I get the best in finance. The boardroom table, right? I wouldn't do a podcast on the boardroom table if I don't have the best around me, around my boardroom table. Yeah. What about you? What do you need to do to go before you know? What sort of things do you know are holding you back right now that you just need to go? Just move on it. Yeah? Really think about that.